Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk on this very cold and frosty morning, Friday the 10th of January. Temperatures below minus 10 in some parts around Sheffield, and I hope you're keeping warm and keeping safe on the ice. James Fagan with you in the first hour, and then the return of Sam Hindley, his first hour of music for 2025. And I can tell you, Sam's got some fantastic tracks coming up at the second half, including some of his favourite releases from 2024. I, too, are playing some of my favourite releases from 2024 and some classic songs related to ice and snow, and also some absolute classic tracks from D.G. McLean and Joni Mitchell. All of this and a child ballad in there as well. Thank you for your company last week on the show, the first show of 2025. Sam and I were going to make this show together, but ice has stopped us getting together. So hopefully we'll be in the studio together next week. But in the meantime, we have 2 hours of great music coming your way on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM in Sheffield, and on the internet, www.sheffieldlive.org. The whole program will be available later as a mixed cloud. Do enjoy the show. Make yourself a warm drink, snuggle up, and listen to some great folk music here on Sheffield Live.
Says I, my pretty fair maid, your beauty shines clear. On this lonely mountain, I'm glad to see you here. Kind sir, she says, be civil of my company forsake, for it is my opinion that you are a rake. And if my father finds out, his anger I would fear, for keeping of your company all on these mountains here. No, I am no rake. brought up in high degree. But I live a life of solitude here among the trees. And your beauty has ensnared me, I cannot pass you by. Do not be afraid of me all on these mountains high. This pretty little fair maid, she fell into a maze, as with eyes as bright as amber upon her I did gaze. And her ruby lips and rosy cheeks, they lost their former dye. She fell into my arms all on the mountain's high. She asked me, pray sir, what is your name? If you go in yon forest, my castle you may find. My name as old as history is Renardine. And now, my pretty fair maid, don't let your father know, for if you do, 'twill ruin you and prove your overthrow. And if that you should seek for me, perhaps you'll not me find. I'll be in my castle, inquire for Renardine. Her hair was black, her eyes were blue, her lips like ruby wine. And I smiled to gaze upon her sly bold Renardine. Sun and dark she followed after me, my teeth did brightly shine. As I led her o'er the mountain, sly bold Renardine.
Renardine from the great band Mosaic, and that came from their first album, which was called Changing Trains. Absolutely astonishing record. I commend it to you highly. One of my favourite releases of 2024 was an archive, Volume 4 of Joni Mitchell live recordings, and one of my favourite songs, and I'm sure yours too, from Joni Mitchell's Hegira, is Coyote, but I'm particularly moved by this version, live in Montreal with a beautiful introduction in which she explains that she wrote one of the verses the night before. I absolutely love this. This is Joni Mitchell with Coyote.
I came to this tour in New Haven, and I just hitched along for the rest of the distance. And it's kind of like running away from home to join the circus. Anyway, I've got this tune that has been growing. Started off with two verses, and a couple of nights later I added another one, and last night I got a fourth one. I think it's finished, but I don't know, maybe there's a couple of more chapters to go, but it's called Coyote, and it goes like this. No no regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone and still feel related like stations in some relay. You're not a hit-and-run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of white lines on the freeway. We saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rode right past that tragedy till we came to some roadhouse lights and a local band was playing. Locals were up shaking and kicking on the floor. And the next thing I know, a coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. And he leads me on that dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. He's got a woman at home, a woman for the night, and now he wants one for the day. Oh, why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a victim of white lines on the freeway. Looked a coyote in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown, and he went running through the whisker wheat chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him, and the coyote was jumping up and making passes, and he had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms and peeking through keyholes in numbered doors where the players lick their and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. I have no regrets, Coyote. I'm getting off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of fine white lines on the freeway. Coyote in the restaurant, he's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs, and he picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from salt air and 50-mile tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear that either he's gotta stand and fight or take off out of here. From Louis on the balcony and the ladies in the show, and from me, Coyote, the flame you typed up in an Eskimo. Me, the hitcher. Me, the victim. The prisoner of fine white lines. Free.
Never let your courage fail when you're brought to trial. Nor let your fancy moon at the first denial. This brave undaunted youth has crossed the ocean to free America. Was his intention. Well, he landed at Quebec with all his party, the city to attack, being brave and hearty. The French drew up their men in a line so pretty. On the plains of Abraham, before the city, while Wolfe and Morcar together walk it, between two armies they like brothers talk it. Then each one to his post, then did retire. So then this numerous host commenced his fire, and the cannons on each side did roar like thunder. These youths in all their pride were torn asunder, and the drums did loudly beat, and the colors were flying, and the purple gore did stream, and the men lay dying. And then shot from off his horse lay this brave hero. Is lost in the weeds of in our favor. Quebec with all her pride, nothing can save her, and she falls into our hands with all her treasure. Well then, replied Bold Wolfe, I die with pleasure.
John Doran, what a great singer he is and great player. His band are called Northern Assembly, and his other band is his duo with Janice Burns, who have a brilliant record out at the moment, as you probably know, seasonal songs, Christmas songs. But as it's January, I've gone back to John's solo release with Northern Assembly, and that was Bold Wolf. Well, now I'm very excited to share with you some preview tracks from the new album by Marilla Holmes, resident in Sheffield, an Australian former opera singer, now professional all-round singer and Feldenkrais expert and massage therapist. Marilla has many, many talents. She's also one of the regular soloists now at the Dunworth Carols, where you may have seen her. Marilla is in Australia at the moment, where she's just finished producing and has physical copies as of about today of her new album, which is called Marilla and Friends. It is sounding fantastic from what Sam and I have heard. We're going to play you a track in the first half and a track in the second half, and we hope that you can go and look at the Kickstarter for this. If you look at kickstarter.com and look up Marilla Holmes, Marilla's new album, you will find how to get behind it. There are many rewards on offer for your donation, including an album download, physical CDs, one-to-one sessions with Marilla, right up to personal private concerts and some other things as well. Check out the Kickstarter and get behind this album. The first track you're going to hear was written by Australian singer-songwriter Fred Smith and is about a woman caught up in the conflicts in Afghanistan, something Fred Smith has spent a lot of time researching and writing about. And Marilla is a big fan of Fred's writing and his books on the subject. You'll hear Fred himself on guitar on this track, Jude Iddison on violin, and the producer of the album, Robbie Long. Good to hear his name again, a wonderful Australian all-round musician and producer who produced the record for Marilla. The track is called Trembling Sky, led here by Marilla Holmes. Do get behind her Kickstarter. It ends on Monday, so get onto it straight away.
There's a countryman all hardened, as much found me in my garden, gave me the key. Time to slip through. When I had to fly from the trembling sky, never say die to the trembling sky.
Take a cab and
Isn't that beautiful? That's Viv and Riley from their new album. The track is called Flashing Lights and the album is called Imaginary People. Viv and Riley are the duo of Vivian Lever and Riley Calcagno, and they are absolute rising stars of the Americana and old-time scene. Sam has a new track by Gillian Welsh and Dave Rawlings play in the second half, and I think that this duo are very much in that league, but with a style and flavour all of their own. I saw Vivian Lever and Riley Calcagno at Greystones in Sheffield a couple of years ago and was very impressed then. Well, since then, they've gone on to make this rootsy pop album, and I think it's beautiful. They'll be at Celtic Connections Festival very shortly, so they're heading towards the UK very soon. Viv and Riley. I promised you a classic Dougie MacLean track in this half. Well, this is one of my very favourites, and it is called Shanair's Song. You'll know this, I'm sure.
From the island of the mountains to the hills across Argyle, with a heart that is so broken with every weary mile. And he'll never hear the whisper of his Hebridean wind or the thunder of the ocean. Midge comes tumbling in. He's holding out. He's holding out on the frayed edge of time, on the borderline. Where the gentle Devon flows, but inside there is a yearning no one really knows. And in the quiet of the evening, he would sing his island songs for the ashes of his fathers and the children of his sons. Holding out, he's holding out on the frayed edge of time, on the borderline. These chains have not been broken, and our freedom is not won. And though many words are spoken, we still wander weary on. And there are 100 questions and 1,000 reasons why, but our answers they are somewhere. Holding out, we're holding out on the frayed edge of time, on the borderline.
Sheffield duo Summer Isle, and that's their new album, which is called Circle. Their first album, Summer Isle, the duet of Frank Birtwistle on guitar, who many Sheffield people will know has produced many, many fine records of instrumental music. And I was very excited when he got together with Sheffield folk and jazz and all-round brilliant singer Sally Doherty to form this new duo, Summer Isle. And you just heard Remember the Snow from the album Circle by Summer Isle. Let's hear rising star of folk and indie singing and songwriting in Ireland. Her name is Niamh Berry, and this is Beehive.
You've got colours in your feathers. songs I don't even know the name of. And I have a long list of letters I should be ashamed of. And your mind is like a beehive, so complex and so sweet, chaotic and so neat. From your back without a splash, rain falls from your back without a splash. Scientist and a shaman, they were saying the same things using different words. One man's rainbow is another spirit from a different world. One man's soul is an oyster pearl. Then they shook hands ways. Not before calculating how much time we have left. I haven't yet. They all shuffled into place, an aerial of lace that looked just like my face. And then the pieces scattered and rearranged. Shaken snow globe in a weather god's brain. You've got colors in your feathers I don't even know the name of, and I have a long list of letters I should be ashamed. And your mind is like a beehive, so complex and so sweet, chaotic and so
Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
Well, we're still making our way through the Robin Hood section of the Child Ballads as we try and play a recording of each of them. Of course, it's not possible to play all of the Child Ballads because many of them don't have tunes set to them. And the Child Ballads section on Robin Hood is a particular example. But last week we heard Robin Hood and the Bishop of Hereford, and this week we do have a recording to play of Robin Hood's Golden Prize. This is a very, very rarely sung song, and this recording we have to go way back to 1957 to a Smithsonian Folkways recording by a man called Hermes Nye. And I can't find out anything about Hermes Nye. If you can, let me know. But he was obviously a bit of a completist because he recorded a whole record of antiquities from the Percy and Child Ballad collections. And this song seems essentially to be about Robin Hood robbing two priests of their money. I can't see much of a moral tale here. Let me know what you think of it. And we'll move swiftly on with the Child Ballads. Here is Child Ballad number 147, Robin Hood's Golden Prize.
Like a two, a friar bold Robin Hood was dressed in his array. With hood, gown, beads, and crucifix, he walked along the way. He had not gone miles two or three when he did chance to spy two lusty priests clad all in black come riding gallantly. Benedicite, said Robin Hood, some pity on me take. Cross you my hand with a silver groat for our dear lady's sake. I have been a-wandering all this day, and nothing could I get, not so much as one cup of drink, not a bit of bread to eat. Now by my faith, the priests replied, we never a penny have, for we this morning have been robbed, and could no money save. Then Robin Hood laid hold of them and pulled them from their horse. Oh, spare us, friar, the priests cried out on us, have some remorse. You said you had no gold, quoth he, wherefore without delay we three will fall down on our knees, for money we will pray. The priests, they could not him refuse, but down they knelt with speed. Send us, oh send us then, quoth they, some money to serve our need. The priests their hands in their pockets put, but gold they could find none. We'll search ourselves, said Robin Hood, each other one by one. Robin took pains to search them both. He found good store of gold, 500 pieces presently upon the grass were told. Now here's a brave show, said Robin Hood, such store of gold to see, and you shall each one have a part, for you prayed so heartily. He gave them 50 pounds apiece, the rest himself did keep. The priests, they dared not speak one word, but they sighed wondrous deep. He set them on their horses then, away then they did ride. To merry Greenwood he returned with great joy, mirth, and pride.
Hoy hold it soon, colo vicon, atriemota, colo plota, pita itia sondrimoto, ade budem nociu. Mm-hmm. senka de ditina male senka tu de bidem nočovati ditinonka bude spati. На дитину та дрімота, котик буде воркотати, дитинонька буде спати.
Haunting and Beautiful. That is the new album from Daria Kulish, who is based in England but is originally of Russian origin from, I believe, the Northern Caucasus region. And Daria has been reflecting, as you can well imagine, on the conflict between Russia and the Ukraine over recent years, and her album reflects the pain and the difficulty of that culturally for her and for generally for Russian people and, of course, for people in Ukraine as well. The album is a reflection of those troubled times and includes a cover of Masters of War, which is absolutely excellent, some Russian traditional songs, some songs by Daria herself, and this beautiful Ukrainian lullaby, which is called Ukrainian Lullaby. And I think it's extremely moving that Daria has recorded that track. And she's provided a translation in the sleeve notes, which is very interesting indeed. Ukrainian lullaby. Two kindly spirits, dream and slumber, wander through a sleepy, snow-clad village looking for a place to spend the night. They choose a cozy hut where a cat is purring sweetly and a tiny baby is sleeping soundly. Has there ever been a single night in our entire history when every baby was able to sleep peacefully, free from any danger and safe from harm? It's a wonderful question, Daria, and a wonderful record indeed. Not much time left from me in the first half here on Thank Goodness It's Folk. You're listening to this either on the internet, www.sheffieldalive.org, around the world, or you might be listening in Sheffield on digital radio or on the FM dial at 93.2 FM. You might be listening later on Mixcloud. Sam Hindley will be presenting his first hour of the year after the break, a very short break, here on Sheffield Live Radio. Thank you for your company in the first hour, and hopefully, if the ice all thaws away, Sam and I will be back again next week to present a show with each other. I'll be playing at Ryburn Three Step Club on Sunday, if we can get there with the ice. A few tickets left there. That is Pete and Sue Coe's brilliant club, and I'll be there with Nancy Kerr. And we would absolutely love to see you there. Don't go away. Sam Hindley next. But before that, I'd like to take a moment to reflect on the death of the great Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul and Mary, who died in New York this week, aged 86. Peter, Paul and Mary, who recorded their first album in 1961, would you believe, were incredibly important on the folk scene generally, and inspired much of the music to be recorded subsequently in America and indeed around the world. Very much part of my childhood, probably yours as well. And Peter Yarrow himself wrote one of the biggest hits of the group. And I would like to play this for any fans of Peter, Paul and Mary and any fans of Dragons. Send this out to Holly Clark, who turned 30 recently and is a big fan of Dragons too. Peter, Paul and Mary, Puff the Magic Dragon. Don't go anywhere. We've got Sam Hindley coming up after the break here on Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the Magic Dragon in a land called Honolulu. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. No longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the